Hello, this is Lisa Bonzel, the clinical editor for LippincottNursingCenter.com. I'm on the phone with John W. Bluford III, founder and president of the Bluford Healthcare Leadership Institute and president emeritus of Truman Medical Centers. Today, Mr. Bluford and I will be talking about the Nurses on Boards Coalition and preparing nurses to be leaders in healthcare. Hello, Mr. Bluford. Thank you for joining me today to talk about nurses as leaders and how important it is for our voices to be heard. I'd like to start with this quote, which is fantastic. You shared the following message with the Nurses on Boards Coalition. Without exception, nursing representatives on the board proved to be invaluable. They were not so much an advocate for nursing, but they advocated for the needs of patients. As the board focused on matters of care quality, the voice of nursing was both critical and creditable. Can you talk about your experiences working with nursing representatives on boards?
Well, sure. For almost 15 years, we always had a nurse on our board at Truman Medical Centers in Kansas City, Missouri. And that was one of the most significant experiences I've had with nurses on board. And what I found, as my quote stated, very creditable people at the table who knew the ins and outs of the care system. And there are two things that came to mind, two significant projects that came to mind, Lisa, as I sit here. And one of them was we made a proposal to convert all of our double-bedded rooms to single occupancy. And the greater majority, with the exception of ICU rooms, were double rooms from the hospital that was built in the early 70s. And of course, that would suggest a significant amount of capital expenditure to convert those rooms, not to mention the times that the rooms would be inoperable as the construction was going on. And then when the project's finished, you've got a reduction in capacity because you've minimized rooms from two people to one. And the voice of nursing was very strong in convincing the overall board to make that commitment and that expenditure. And their focus, of course, was on privacy and infection control and sense of dignity for the patients and the families. And it really carried the day. And the second example I can think of, Lisa, is a major initiative to spend millions of dollars, if I remember correctly, close to $10 million, on upgrading our imaging equipment to digital throughout the house.
Okay.
And that was a big expenditure, but I think nurses' voice in terms of the ability to get quick diagnosis and quickly transfer images to other facilities was critical in the decision-making process as well.
Wow, wonderful. Those are great examples. So do you have advice that you could share for up-and-coming nurse leaders?
I do. It's crystal clear in my mind, too, because they know the business of caring. And they know the day-to-day routines within the hospital regimen. What they don't always know, or at least they don't present, is the language of finance. And if there's one critical element that I would give prospective nurses going into leadership positions and serving on boards, et cetera, is to learn the language of finance and convert some of those senses of empathy and passion to financial indicators and how that their decisions make good financial sense as well as care sense.
That is great advice because, you know, we don't learn that in nursing school and, you know, nobody really ever tells us that we need to learn that, but it's so important, especially these days. So thank you for that great piece of
advice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can get caught up in acronyms, and just as if business people were sitting in a nursing meeting, it would be the same thing in reverse.
Right.
So they need to get on board with that.
That's awesome. Thank you. So you're familiar with the Nurses on Boards Coalition. Can you tell us in your words why you think the work of the NOBC is important?
Well, I think it's important to build leaders of all stripes. And to the extent that this is focused on providing a mentality and instructional to leadership, I'm all for it, because we need a diverse opinion across the entire spectrum of the healthcare delivery system to make intelligent decisions. And nurses is certainly important to that. So if the NOBC is instructive and successful in getting nurses to the table and in critical positions, it's all good.
Great. Now, I know I've read a lot and heard a lot from speaking to nurses, and even in my own practice when, you know, somebody says, why don't you join this committee or get involved in this board? There's, you know, there's some repetition in the reasons that I hear from my nurse colleagues on why we kind of steer away from it a little bit or get a little bit intimidated just by those words. But I'm curious, in your opinion, what is the number one thing you think that prevents nurses from entering leadership positions or getting on boards?
Well, I'm sure it's time spent. Nurses work hard and do hard work, so they don't have a lot of time to expand in other areas. That's one. And then just the intimidation factor, getting into an environment that you haven't been well prepared for, is another. But I think those that do take a chance, so to speak, or make that leap, they do very well once they get to the comfort level and realize there are not a lot of folks around the table that know as much as about the care as they do, and then they do very well.
Great. And I think that leads us pretty clearly into my last question, which is, how will having more nurses enter leadership or board positions affect the future of our nursing profession?
Well, that's an interesting question. And as I think about that, I don't think about it as much as talented people into the nursing profession. I think of it as driving talented people to the healthcare profession. Mm-hmm. And it's just another perspective, and I might add a very critical and important perspective in the circle to make intelligent decisions. And with the input from nurses, I think you get better results that help not only patients, but the communities that those patients reside.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mr. Bluford. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we hang up?
No, but I appreciate the opportunity to express my views. Nursing is critically important. And I've said many, many times that you simply can't have a great hospital unless you have great nursing. And I believe that.
Wonderful. Well, I agree. And I really appreciate you joining me in this conversation and for all of the important work that you do. So thank you very much.
And thank you. Take care.